27 minutes past three. Monday Drive, this is Charlie here in the hot seats, the hot and squeaky seats, for as long as it'll last, the seat as well as the show, till 6 o'clock, hopefully, with fun and games, some rather good music. New one from George Ezra coming up. Stevie Wonder's in there, Roxette, Wolf Alice, The Killers to play in a moment. In today's news, J.D. Witherspoon has used Twitter to tell over 40,000 of its followers that it's quitting social media. The head office and 900 pubs will quit Twitter and also Instagram and Facebook with immediate effect. The pub chain says it linked the move to bad publicity surrounding social media, including the trolling of MPs. The chairman, Tim Martin, told the BBC that society would be better off if people cut the amount of social media use. So hang on a minute. Facebook notification. Just talk amongst yourselves for a second. Selfie like. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, just on Facebook there. He's got a point, really, hasn't he? The firm said its decision had also been influenced by concerns regarding the misuse of personal data and the addictive nature of social media. That's what you get for leaving your Wi-Fi on overnight. Because my phone has got a little blinking LED, quite literally a blinking LED on it. So when you've got an email or a notification or something like that, and you just know at 2:30 in the morning you roll over, even though your eyes are closed, through your eyelids you can see that light pulsating. You think, what's that all about? And then you reach over just to see what the time is, of course. And then you look, and so-and-so likes your picture. Or whatever. And then you spend the next 10 minutes getting used to the light from the glare of the screen. And then once you reach 10 minutes, you think, oh, I'll go on another network and have a look at something else now. And you spend half an hour at 2:30 in the morning. So, yes, Witherspoons have actually got a point about social media being addictive. And it can be a right ruddy nasty place, can't it? Because you've only got to post a picture of your, you know, your wobbly bits. And you do get people who don't like pictures of your wobbly bits. And then people use nasty words and it gets a little bit out of hand and it turns into hashtag arguing with strangers on the internet or distant cousins that you're only friends with on Facebook just so you can stalk them and keep an eye on what they're doing, who they're dating and what they're doing it to. But it seems that's life. All of our life is now pretty much online, whether it's your MOT, your CV, all your business connections on LinkedIn, all your cat pictures on Facebook, last night's din-dins on Instagram, and liking your favourite celebrities' tweets on the old Twitter. It's hard to know where it's going to stop. My solution this weekend was simple. Notifications off. No email, no nothing.